Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I have to say something very positive about Andy Cohen, Bravo, and Dorinda. There's something in Page Six about me and that Dorinda said, and we don't speak all the time, Dorinda and I, but we have a mutual respect for each other as people who work together and know each other and mothers, etc. And she said in Page Six, not even she could drag me kicking and screaming to come back to the Housewives. And many times Andy has said, you know, oh, he said at BravoCon. This is all around BravoCon. Andy Cohen said, you know, he doesn't believe that I'm interested in coming back. All of this. I could tell you something. Bravo and Andy have a bigger microphone and credibility in that space than I do. And whilst I took the snarky low-hanging fruit road in saying there's a number, but they can't afford to pay that, that's sort of snarky and almost negative. It's not something negative about Andy or Bravo, but it's true, but it's sort of a little snarky. And usually people, Bravo celebrities, take the snark, and usually Bravo and people like Andy want everyone, you know, I don't know. I have a soft spot for the fact that that Andy and Dorinda are truthful, and Bravo are truthful about the fact that I am always welcome back and that I choose to not come back. If anything, I've been the lesser person by letting everybody know that I'm not coming back and why I left and the reasons. And those reasons are true. It would be very easy for Andy to say, I haven't said Bethany's welcome back, or Dorinda to say, who knows, the shows are better without her. She hasn't been here. That would be very easy to say, because look at Beverly Hills. It's doing fine without Lisa Vanderpump. Some would say maybe even better. You know, you could say Bravo as a whole is thriving, and I didn't go to BravoCon and they didn't have any problem. There's a soft spot that I have for people like Dorinda and Andy and Bravo overall in being truthful and saying, she's welcome back, but doesn't seem to want to come back. There's just something about that that's honest that never happens. It's like someone saying, they broke up with me. They broke my heart. It never happens. Someone's always saying, well, no, I mean, I really wanted to break up, but they actually did it. It just feels very mature. It sounds ridiculous that I'm bringing that up, but it just struck me. Wow. When given a Page Six moment, either Dorinda or Andy could have said, we're doing fine without Bethany. And she doesn't miss an opportunity to say how much she doesn't need to be here. Like, there's a thousand ways that could have been sliced. And everybody took the high road and the mature road. And I appreciate that Andy Cohen and Dorinda Medley. It does not go unnoticed. And they're not even doing it for attention at all. They're just doing it because they're being honest and being literal. And Andy knows that they would have me back and that they don't feel that I want to do that or that I'm ready to do that or want, you know, and it's just very honest. And I just like that. The guy who is, there are different people on the Calm apps. There's a Calm app. There's another one, Headspace. There are these apps. And it's really funny. There are different voices that I like and don't like. What a job. Some of them are former monks. I mean, they've got like real resumes from what they say. And this is how it'll go. If you do like a 7-minute one, they'll be like, hi, today we're going to talk about being accountable to your presence and spirituality. I'm making this up, to your presence and spirituality. Sometimes we're not present and sometimes we're not spiritual. And, you know, take a few deep breaths and then it goes silent for a really long time. Like, there's a couple of like, take a few in, out, deep breath. And that's probably like 45 seconds. And then there are like all these minutes of quiet. And sometimes you're like, did my phone go off? You go look at it, you hit the thing. So the light screen goes on and you don't know if it's gone, pause, et cetera. And then somehow after like all these minutes, they'll come back and they'll talk again about some breathe deep breaths and cleansing. And it's important to be present and be spiritual, blah, blah. And thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. I'm like, this guy's got the best fucking gig ever. He has to literally speak for like 45 seconds at the beginning and 45 seconds at the end of a 7-minute Calm rant. And I'm drooling and passed out. So he should be getting paid the most of anybody all year than any job, because I'd pay anything to just drool in the middle of the day spontaneously. So I like it, Picasso. College. I've started to think that college is absolutely useless and worthless if you're not going to be a lawyer, a doctor, or you don't need to just be put someplace by your parents for several years, or business school. My driver has a son who's a rock star at soccer, like going professional right out of high school, and he's not sending him to college. And he's actually even getting paid. And, you know, someone else on my staff was saying, well, he's young, and what if something happens? And, you know, he didn't go to school. He doesn't have a diploma. I've never once been asked to see my diploma. I've never showed my diploma for NYU ever. I talked to Paul, who's really smart, my fiance, who reads all day long. And he didn't learn a fucking thing in college. I really didn't learn a fucking thing in college. I learned in high school from my really good teachers, from my English teacher in particular, and I'm now a writer. I learned immaculate grammar, which is so important. If you teach your kids one thing, please make it be immaculate grammar. Kids can't write. They write in emojis and they just can't write sentences. They can't write emails. Nobody can write anything. But anyway, I really didn't learn a fucking thing. I was trying to get by. I took all my classes on Wednesdays so I could be done at 9:30 at night and go back to New York City. So I was just trying to get away with something. College was paid for me. I'm one of the very, you know, few lucky. College was paid for, and I was just trying to jam it all in, get the credits and get out, get back to New York City to go away for the weekend and have fun, go see my boyfriend, be in New York Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, come back, take all my classes Wednesday. What a scam. I didn't know what, you know, paying for the dorm was or any of that shit. What a spoiled asshole. But nobody then, it wasn't in the way that like, it's very in now to go to be at, to do online dating. And back then it was taboo. It wasn't in to not go to school. Everybody went to college. You'd be like a dope if you didn't go. And I just don't know if I think it's worthless. If you weigh the debt, there's no way it's worth something. If you go to Harvard, fine. If you go to Wharton, the people you're going to meet, great. If you go and you actually really study and really pay attention and enrich your life, great. But if you know that you're not going to do that, and you know that your kids are the types to just go there to get by and have a social atmosphere for that many years, write it down on a piece of paper, the amount of money and the amount of money you're going to owe. I don't fucking know if it's worth it. It wasn't worth it for Paul. It wasn't worth it for me. So while I was thinking, driver Alton, his son, I was thinking, are you a dope? He's not going to have a college diploma. What if it doesn't work out? I talked to Paul about it. I thought about it overnight. I thought about what I've talked to Mark Cuban about and different people. I woke up, I texted him. I said, you know what? I think you're right. I said, but you don't want to have him be a dope. Make sure he's taking classes. Make sure he's taking community classes. You make sure he doesn't get any of that money from what he's being paid to go pro, like as a young pro, like a New York league, you know, not like he's going off to play for, you know, the World Cup soccer, whatever. I said, make sure he's taking classes and you hold him accountable that he's taking classes online. And it made me realize how valuable online learning is. Like you could go through, why isn't online learning? Go through college online if you can't afford it. Do online classes, trade schools. If you know exactly what you want to do or know three things you want to do, go learn a couple of different trades. It just feels like going to college and spending all this money. It can be like up to $100,000 a year to learn. You know, I don't know about, I've never seen the I've never seen the diplomas for any of the girls at work for me. I've never even read the resumes. And if they didn't have the, where they went to school, I wouldn't even care. So, you know, I know assistants that are going on to make a lot of money. And I know people who just get in the kitchen. You want to be a chef, get in the kitchen, Bobby Flay style. You don't even need to go to culinary school. I went, it gave me confidence. It was great. Get in the goddamn kitchen. If you want to work for someone, you want to work in a business, get in their kitchen, learn how to trade stocks, learn how to, you know, work in the media, learn how to do PR, learn. I don't know what I really am getting more and more strongly against this, unless you are going to go to Wharton and you're going to make incredible relationships, like form great relationships, go to Harvard, going to be a doctor, going to be get your MBA. You need something that that college provides, of course. Otherwise, I just don't know. You're going to be a psychologist. Great. I just don't know otherwise. TikTok is becoming the real wild, wild fucking west. Random people, they're just put on pause for days. Their videos don't post because they're posting about some plastic surgery or something. Other people are doing hate speech and bullying. It's a fucking wild, wild west. I'm doubling down on Facebook and Instagram. Okay, I'm going to tell you why. Views are down and follows are down. And the value of TikTok followers is not as high as they are on Instagram. The actual views, followers, et cetera, are way more valuable. I didn't know that. Instagram came in and kicked Snapchat's ass once it knew it had to go do stories. Instagram's coming in with Reels. They're going to kick TikTok's ass because now they know who they have to copy and be better. They've got more money. Facebook is for, I know, dinosaurs. It still has millions of people on. Millions more than TikTok. So while we all like what the new popular kid in school, just know that you have to pay attention to all these social media apps and that they have tremendous resources and money. And that Meta, who owned Facebook and Instagram, have way more money than TikTok. So just think about that. Just think about that. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, Clay acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.